USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
It's going to be a red wave like you've never seen before.
President Trump predicting great things for Republicans in the upcoming election. President Trump with only one rally on Sunday, that in New Hampshire.
People are tired of looking at the anarchists and all of the things taking place in Portland, Chicago, New York with crime.
His Democratic opponent, Joe Biden, has no public appearances scheduled. After several aides, including his chief of staff, tested positive for COVID-19, White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows says Vice President Mike Pence will keep campaigning.
CDC guidelines does say essential personnel.
Yes, it says
they
wear a mask
if they wear a mask. And I spoke to the vice president last night at midnight, and I can tell you that what he's doing is wearing a mask, socially distancing, and when he goes up to speak, he will take the mask off, put it back on.
Meadows speaking there on CNN, USA Radio News.
At 58 years of age, I noticed a dramatic energy decline. After a five-day work week, I had to use one of my days off to rest and recover. I also had cut my gym visits down from 3 times a week to 1 a week. Since I began using Green Meadow Whey, my energy level has greatly improved. I no longer have to take a day to recover. I have increased my gym visits back to 3 times a week. I'm actually more active and feeling better now than I have in the last 5 years. It's so nice to wake up in the morning feeling good and ready to go. Before trying Green Meadow Whey, I must have tried every whey protein product on the market, and every one of them caused me bloating, gas, and constipation. I've had no such issues with Green Meadow Whey. In fact, I'm sleeping better, my vision has improved, and surprisingly, my emotional and mental state has also improved. I love what Green Meadow Whey has done for me.
Green Meadow Whey comes from milk derived from grass-pastured cows. To order, call 888-988-3325 or visit greenmeadowwhey.com.
The National Hurricane Center reports that Tropical Storm Zeta has formed south of Cuba. The storm evolved from Tropical Depression 28 to increase in strength into a tropical storm late Saturday into early Sunday. Zeta is expected to reach the Gulf Coast by midweek. As many businesses struggle to adapt during COVID, some just can't stay afloat. USA Radio Network's Val Dior has the story.
Another business casualty of the pandemic is rated one of the best quality coffee chains in the country. Brooklyn Roasting Company announced this week that it was filing for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection and will be closing all of its brick-and-mortar locations in New York City. Another closing announced is California-based Yoga Works with 66 studios throughout the U.S. They closed temporarily when COVID first consumed the news and now no namaste, filing for Chapter 11 and permanently closing its studios.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find it. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
A mandatory evacuation order has sent thousands of people fleeing from their homes near Rocky Mountain National Park in northern Colorado as wildfire officials dealt with wind gusts up to 55 miles an hour. Longtime Colorado resident Tom Atkinson tells USA Radio News some of the devastation he's seeing in his home state.
I've seen houses on one side of the road completely intact and standing. And then the opposite side of the road, all you see is a chimney, metal roofing that was left from the fire, cars, shells. It's catastrophic.
A former Democrat Senate leader is a big fan of ending the filibuster.
Former Senate Majority Leader Democrat Harry Reid of Nevada says if Democrats win both the presidency and the Senate, Joe Biden should take no more than 3 weeks to test bipartisanship before ending the filibuster. In an interview, Reid said that he understands that former Vice President and Delaware Senator wants to work with Republicans, but Reid said there's just too much that needs to be done to wait around trying to reach agreements under the decades-old Senate practice of requiring 60 votes to advance legislation. The one-time Senate Majority Leader says Democrats should give Republicans a little bit of time to see if they'll work with Biden. I'm Wyatt Cox.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.